Cancer Center is the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state of Florida. And with that designation, we feel a great privilege, but also a great responsibility to our community to help educate people about cancer, the early signs of cancer, ways that they can prevent cancer through healthy diet, exercise, and lifestyle, and particularly the genetics of cancer, understanding that people say, how did I get cancer? I don't have cancer in my family. But the reality is very few cancers are hereditary-based. And so to help people understand who is at risk for cancer, why, and what they can do about that risk.
Keynote speaker Susan Conley is the author of The Foremost Good Fortune. She found out that she had breast cancer after she had moved to China with her family.
Going to China was something I say was the greatest adventure of our lives. It was kind of a study in dislocation. So the book is about learning Mandarin, but it's also about learning cancer, kind of learning to speak a whole new language. It was really challenging at times to get cancer in China. The book really looks at the Chinese healthcare system and how crazy it can be. But the book really is a story about motherhood, and it's about having these two little boys of mine and learning to talk to them about cancer, watching our whole family move through cancer, come out the other side of cancer.
She complained that when she found a marble-sized lump during self-examination, Chinese doctors told her not to worry. But when she was diagnosed, she received the help that she needed. But some Chinese hospitals were not as up-to-date as U.S. medical facilities.
Oh, they wanted to help me all they could, you know, big-hearted people, but maybe they didn't have the latest technology or the latest training on how to do a fine needle biopsy, for example. So they didn't do them.
But a woman who only wanted to be identified by her first name, Barbara, told Conley that even in New York City, some doctors told her to wait before getting treatment. During question and answer panels between doctors and cancer patients, Barbara said she found out that there has been misinformation circulating around the community regarding mammograms.
Despite new recommendations about not having mammograms till age 50 and then not having them till not having them except every other year, he said that that is wrong, that women should have at least start at age 40, have them every year, and that women who have a family history of breast cancer, especially a mother who has had breast cancer at a younger age, should have their first mammogram 10 years earlier than when their mother had cancer, and continue to have them every year.
Barbara's struggle with cancer for more than a decade inspired Lorraine, a woman who has battled with stage 4 breast cancer. When she met Barbara, she was only given 2 years to live. It was then that she reached a crossroads.
I was so confused. Should I fight this, or is it worth going through all this pain and hell, or just having a quality of life for whatever is left? And anyways, I consulted, and then I came to Factors. And I met Barbara, and she was a very long-time survivor. And it gave me so much hope. And I said, well, it's worth the fight. So I got into the fight. And here I am 12 years later, still going through a few treatments, but I'm doing very well. Everything is, I mean, so far there's no evidence of recurrence. And I'm just blessed. I'm truly blessed.